What do I want to say about America? Only in America, when a Japanese prime minister says the Americans are lazy. I think it was the prime minister a couple of years ago. Who was it? Mm-hmm. So the Americans are lazy. And all these Americans got pissed off. Because we're so sick, if somebody calls us lazy, we get mad about it. Hey, thank you. You do all the work. You kill yourself, lazy. Okay, I'll take that job. We went out and smashed their cars, you know, $10 a whack with a sledgehammer on a Toyota. You know, all the people in Oklahoma, you know, kill a Toyota for Christmas. And they're just doing this whole, and they don't see how dysfunctional. They are totally enraged that some Japanese, some sick person who says work is what life's all about, said to us we're lazy. But because we're so dysfunctional here, we measure our self-esteem on our outcomes, whether we're going to do all this, do you love me now? Well, the Japanese prime minister said, you're not doing enough. And that punched everybody's button about, I guess I'm really not love-worthy. You're just that's what my dad used to say to me, or my mom, or you're just like my second grade teacher, you're like my three ex-wives. And da-da-da-da-da, we all got shot and we fell for it. How many of you guys saw that happen? Am I the only one that watched? Just a few? It was amazing. I just watched middle America and most of America go crazy over being told that they were lazy. It's real important during this time of the year to watch for exhaustion. And for those of you who have had readings from me before, you know that I'm a masochist. I have great joy when people get exhausted. I love it. Because when you get exhausted, all you can do is be the real you. Thank goodness. There's no more energy for bullshit. There's no more energy for pretending. You can fake it 9 months out of the year. We got you by the cojones right now. This 3 months, you got to be the real you. And so as people are forced to be the real you, what they get to see is how they've been suppressed their whole life, which means depressed. We call it depression in clinical terms. Basically, it's suppression in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Show me one. We hang them. Give me liberty or give me death. Get rid of that guy. He's doing what we said our Constitution's all about. Kill that man. We have a bunch of people spending a lot of energy doing rhetoric. And what's really up, and this is a very exciting season, learn to manage your energy so you don't get exhausted. But if you do get exhausted or you do get sick, don't beat yourself up for it. Dis-ease is a really wonderful tap on the shoulder saying, hey folks, wake up. You're not managing your energy. You're separated from yourself. You're not listening to your truth. You believe you're going to get loved or appreciated if you do the dance. Make sense? So I'm very grateful to get to chat with you guys right as the season does this wonderful transition and we all turn into yogi and boo-boo and we want to go to sleep. So go to sleep. It's real important. Watch for that, you know, Toyota bashing energy. If your finances are stressing you about work, it's only money. It's only energy. I need more energy. Well, maybe you should rest. Then you might make more money, which is more energy. What happens to us, intimacy and love and money and all these food and all these things we all want, is all energy. And if we're not, if we're separated from our core and we're not giving ourselves energy at our very basic essence, what makes you think you're going to get energy on the out picture? What's happening outside of you in this mirror? Just like in relationship, it's a real clear mirror. In your face, no breaks. But the rest of the world's your mirror also. If you believe that there isn't enough energy, you'll be going around seeing all these people struggling. If you believe there's plenty of energy, you won't see the struggle. It's one of the bitches people have about rich people. They just don't understand. Of course they don't. They're rich people. They understand there's abundance. Why should they give a shit about you? I wouldn't give a shit about them. Figure it out. Let us piss you off. Oh, you want us to give our energy away to you? No, we're not going to. This is an outrageous season about money and love and the lies about love. So have a very good time going out and being truthful and own your energy and own your power. Let the trees help you. They don't need to be all pretty and with leaves and stuff. They're still totally alive. They're taking care of their energy systems. They know there's less light. They know there's less energy available, so they drop all these leaves. They take a break, but they're still available to give energy to you because they're not trying to stay in full bloom all winter like most of us. So watch for especially family stuff. I'm thinking about Pat right now. Good old Pat, just my wonderful loving secretary whose family came into town today and she instantly gets cold and and is totally sick. She calls me up and guess what? Oh yeah, your family came into town today, huh? This is the season for colds and flus and dis-ease. Dis-ease simply means you've disconnected from your truth. You're not at ease. You're not centered. Akira's chat once again, be here now. Now, some of the ways to be here now, it all sounds really good on paper, doesn't it? One of the most important ways to be here now is just to choose to be here now, as she said. Now, what does choosing mean? Well, when you're not in the moment, again, a chat from the past, but it seems real important today because I believe most people get really scared during the holidays. There's not enough energy, so they're scared they're not going to get loved. There's not enough money, or they'll be out in the snow or going to get sick and not be able to make the money, especially for self-employed people. It gets pretty intense. So fear happens, and fear is simply a tap on the shoulder for anybody. There isn't a single person, there isn't a single person on the planet that when they're not in the moment isn't afraid. But when you're in the moment, you're never afraid. There isn't a single person who's in the moment that's afraid also. Any one of you have had your worst nightmare happen that you dreaded while it was happening. Were you scared? No, you were too busy handling it. You had to stay in the moment and deal with it. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And as soon as you back off of it, you go, I can't believe I survived that. So to fear management is what low energy is all about. Fear is also a tap on the shoulder saying, get back in the moment. You've disconnected from yourself. So this is a real exciting season to scare the shit out of you, make you totally suppressed, depressed, let the real truth come out. Don't beat yourselves up for it. That's your Christmas present. Your Christmas present is, wow, I really am tired. Wow, I've been spending a lot of energy trying to get love and nurturing and intimacy and respect and admiration and to get appreciated. And this season is about appreciating yourself. Yeah, that's your Christmas present. When you get afraid, even for the littlest thing, take the time to simply see where you are in time and space. Here's my feet, here's my ankles, here's my knees, here's my stomach, my back, my neck, my shoulders, my head. It happens to be 5:15 on November 28th, and I'm in the Barnyard Community Room. And feel yourself. Here are my feelings, if you can identify them, and if not, attempt to gather some of them. Here's how many breaths I'm taking in a minute. Here's what other people are doing around me. Here's my environment. Be all interconnected. While you're doing that personal inventory, you won't be afraid. Now, granted, the minute you're done with it, and what about the rant, might come up. But take a few moments a day, and you might find that if you use fear management, energy management, and start staying present and owning your energy, you'll be able to stay present for a whole 10 seconds without having to do an inventory. And I don't know many people who have ever had 10 seconds in their life without feeling worried about tomorrow or yesterday or what might be, or do I look right, am I doing right, are they going to get me, or should I get them? And so take the time during this holiday season for beingness. You guys are all human beings. Again, another old chat, we're not human doings. Light beings in search of a human experience, not humans in search of a light experience. You're always light beings. When I look at you, it's so amazing. Chuck brought this fun little book up. I have to show you. That was a really good question Chuck asked about indigos on the planet. And there's only a couple famous ones right now, myself and Michael. And there's more coming. Most indigos are so sensitive and very creative. And so what they spend their time doing usually is hiding out, doing songwriting or art. And then they often get these violets in their life that do human interface for them. Like Michael has Quincy Jones, who's a violet and green, doing his business stuff. He has Brooke Shields. He has the Diamond Lady and Lizzie. Has Aunt Lizzie, and he has Diana Ross, and he's surrounded, and Macaulay Culkin, and they're all violets. He's surrounded himself with violets, and they do his social interface for him. And I have violets, so I do my own social interface. If I didn't, I'd just be this wispy, shy little thing that wouldn't dare stand up here and be so opinionated, but thank God for purple. Yeah, another question. But what I'm saying about the indigos is that they're not evident in the Hollywood scene or in the notoriety world. There are a lot of them here. Most indigos on the planet up to this date have been diagnosed as autistic. And the movie Rain Man is about an indigo. Indigo, we're totally holographic. We see things multidimensionally. So like when those toothpicks fell on the floor and he goes, 1,001 toothpicks. He saw a photograph of it. He didn't need to count it. He automatically, in his whole molecular system, knew how many there were. That's how I can feel all of you at once and know who wants attention and who's doing what. You're all part of me. We're all interconnected. And so what we're here to teach you guys, you know, some of us are big mouths like me, and we stir the pot and we'll do some aura readings and show you how we can butt into your whole business in about, for those of you who had readings with me, we can talk about anybody, whether you have a picture or not, whether they're alive or not, in 2 seconds, because they're all part of me. Like my big toe. Dead Uncle Joe is my big toe. All I have to do is put my attention on him, and I go right to him, whether he's buried in Brazil or not. Doesn't matter. As you can't destroy energy, it just changes form. And so we're here to demonstrate to you guys that you can't be destroyed. You simply go through form changes. You go through different layers. It's like, I use this analogy for a map. A map, a match. So you take a match and you strike it, and it releases gases and heat, and it burns into carbon if it's a wood match or a paper match, and you drop it on the ground and it releases nitrogen into the ground. It fertilizes the plants, and the heat and the gases can be used to create weather or to stimulate rain, and then when the rain comes down, this rain is its own form of kinetic energy or stored energy, and when piezoelectric energy, and when it hits the ground, it with gravity being what it is and our density here, we have friction and we have erosion and we have movement, which creates more energy, and that which also over time gets compressed into minerals, which gets dug up and made into a match again, and we just all go in cycles. There's no judgment about what's the right part or wrong part of the cycle. It's never ending. It's like a spiral. To the indigos are just here to demonstrate this new era, and it's the interface between having physical bodies and having light bodies. So many of us can demonstrate to you how to move matter and how to spread molecules, because it's not a big deal. It's only a big deal up to date. Inside of 15 years, you'll be bored with it, just like the Berlin Wall would be boring. You all these things you wished for, and then you wanted the next layer. Yeah. The question was, does all this electrical equipment interfere with our evolution? Evolution's unstoppable. But how smooth the evolution happens, what your journey is, how fun it is. There are people who write about ELFs, extra low frequencies, or the Russians were beaming the consulate with microwaves. And the bottom line is, it's just energy. Everything's energy, and if you're conscious of it, you can manage it. It's like a lot of people in this room take on other people's feelings. You'll go home at the end of the day and not feel so great, and you actually had a pretty good day. But you were around somebody who maybe wasn't so happy, or you got slimed, and you weren't managing your energy. Especially you. A lot of blue people in here with these really wide open energy spheres, and so they're always processing everybody else's energy fields. And it's real easy to get tagged. Now, when a blue person learns, or a person learns to stay conscious of all the energy they're playing with, it doesn't penetrate. So you can live in the middle of 3D. You can live in the middle of Pittsburgh with all its pollution and all that stuff and not be affected. You don't have to have non-smoking sections, and you don't really even have to recycle. Planet Earth is going to recycle, believe me. She's recycled a whole bunch of times without us. And so there's just a lot of things that we do to get us intact with our giving our power away. And we all do different things. I'm not immune from it. I do different things to get energy, and I catch myself. And some of them sound so good on paper. You know, recycle this, or save the whales that, or the dolphins are these amazing beings came here to help us, and so what? They'll eventually help us. Right now they're not. Fuck them. When you help me. Right now I have no use for you. You're going to end up in a tuna can. If you're so smart, speak up and say, hey, I'm down here. Don't put me in the tuna can. Maybe in the world of stimulation and energy, that's what will get the dolphins to finally realize maybe we should speak up. Yeah, yeah, because when it's gone, we're gone. And we'll recycle again. And we can't be destroyed. So I want you to know, our third dimensional bodies can be destroyed, but the energy that we are can't. So don't buy into all the fear-based stuff. It's simply a natural evolution cycle. And yes, it looks like we're tragically polluting here and killing there. It's normal. This is really a normal cycle. This is part of the natural cycle of Earth if we're going to have human beings on it. And there's going to be some human beings who are really going to ascend and move into different vibrations. And there's some who are going to stay here and reap what they sowed. And there are going to be some who really don't even care. They'll be able to understand energy and say, I can walk through, like Daniel in the lion's den, go ahead and toss me in. I know how to manage animal energy, or toss me into the fire, I won't burn. And there's people out there right now, you know, teaching firewalking, just a nice simple introduction to Fear 101 and energy management. Now, I'm not trying to talk anybody out of recycling or going to church or being a good person. Know why you're doing it, is what I'm saying. Understand why you're really doing it. Are you doing it because you're scared that there won't be tomorrow? Uh-oh, you didn't listen to Akira then. There ain't no tomorrow, there's only now. If you're sacrificing today for a better tomorrow, you're in trouble, because this is the tomorrow you were sacrificing yesterday for, and now you're there, you're wasting it sacrificing for another day. It's a trick. Be here now. My little story about always in the middle, guys, bottom's doing okay for another little story. Let's say I became president of this corporation today, and I look back and I see everything I did to get here, all the twists and turns and all the stuff, and I go, wow, I made it to my I wanted to be president and CEO of this company. Yay, I made it. And the minute you take a breath and appreciate the moment and then look forward, you see there's always so much more to do. Well, I want to be chairman of the board, or I want to start two companies. Wherever you are, in this exact moment that you're in right now, you're in the center. The minute you identify where you are in time and space, you'll see everything that it took to get you here. And if you give your power away and look forward, you will see that there's always more to do. You're always in the middle. Do not be in a hurry to get to where you always are anyways. The minute you assess where you are in time and space, no matter where you go, there you are. Let's say you became fully enlightened today. You finally figured out that who God really is. You guys. And you figured it out, and so you look back, if God has eyes, and you say, look at all the stuff I did to finally wake up and figure it out and get here. Whew, great job. Now look forward. Do you think when you get to God, there's the Masons built this brick wall, and that's what the Masons are telling, that's why it's a secret order? That as soon as you discover God, you find out they built this gigantic brick wall, and they're the only ones who know about it? The minute you get to God, you're right back in the middle again. God's not even a big deal. You guys aren't a big deal. Being God isn't a big deal. Don't give your power away into who do you think you are, because I'm in the middle. That's who do I think I am. And the minute you're a big shot, you're just one more big shot in the middle, and there's so many more big shots ahead of you. So don't be afraid. Don't give up today for tomorrow. This is the center. So when you guys hear me be rebellious and I say all these things, what I really want you to do is get challenged. I want you to get pissed. I want you to get, well, and then get back into the middle and see where you bought into the lie about survival and intimacy and love and getting out of the moment. Be here now. This is all we really have. And you can totally have the world's worst things happening and be happy. It is a choice. And there's a whole bunch of people right now having the shit hit the fan, as we talked about earlier. And many of them are actually figuring out how to have some happiness thrown in with that. And it's getting bigger every day. And that's what they created those mirrors for, is to teach them that you can learn to stay present no matter what's going outside. A very outrageous time. You know, Merry Christmas. Have a great time getting exhausted. Have fun. Manage your energy so maybe you don't. If you get into the disease process, recognize that it's not because you didn't have your vitamin C, and it's not because you didn't get your beta carotene, or you didn't get your sunlight. Granted, those things help, because those are alternative sources of energy when you're not managing your energy. But then you're giving your power away to this, and then because you do that, people are going to make money on it, because it's all energy exchange. Your energy just gets passed down the line. You're part of a life cycle. Parasites, I think they call all those other people. Symbiosis is the name of the game, I believe, where everybody wins. Symbiosis requires everybody knowing their job and staying present. That's the bottom line. Any questions on any of this? Any arguments? No arguments. I wasn't as much a pain in the ass as I thought I was today. Okay. Well, let me pause for a sec here. The question was something like this: are my little simple e-ticket at Disneyland inner workings totally interconnected, and is the healing I'm doing with myself really making an impact globally, multidimensionally, universally? Absolutely yes, because everything outside of you is you. You can be in a really great mood, and everything you see that day is really cute. Even somebody shake, oh, isn't that, you know, that's used to bother me, doesn't bother me today, this person beating that person up. Let's say you're in a bad mood that afternoon. Everything you thought was cute totally pisses you off. I can't stand that sound. You said it was really fun this morning, Dad. Who changed? Them or us? It's always available. The same sounds are being made. The same energies are happening. And that's why we have smoking and non-smoking sessions. Some people choose to respond this way, some choose that way. Your world, as you see it, will receive your energy. It'll be your own personal interpretation. So, and the only person that really matters who has an opinion is yourself, or myself. In the mirroring world, what you guys think of me is none of my business. What I think of you, no matter how wonderful it is really none of your business. Because it does take one to know one. Or as the little kid said, right, I'm rubber and you're glue. That's our real job, is to be rubber and glue. It comes down to some pretty basic things. Simplicity. Yeah, so the big picture is very fun. I look at it this way. Everybody's really trying to figure it out, and there's a lot of people taking their third dimensional dysfunctions and now using metaphysical rhetoric, but they're still a wreck. They just talk a good line, just like they used to have money or talk a good line there. So it's like taking a person out of their suit, putting them into Birkenstocks and beads, and a vocabulary, and they're still totally not walking their talk. There's a lot of that happening out there. Don't fall for it. Don't let yourself fall for it for yourself. Stay conscious, stay awake, manage your energy. Everybody's managing their energy the same, whether it's in church, whether it's on the streets, whether it's in this room, whether it's in a metaphysical land, whether it's in homelessness, wherever it is, it doesn't matter. It's all just energy management. And it's funny, everybody's saying, God, I wish it would end. I certainly would like to have, could use some relief, and where I want to get out of here, and it'd be really nice. Yet I see so many people doing stalling. It's very interesting. It's like if you give them the opportunity, they don't go. I'll help you get out of here. I got a gun. You really want to go? Well, no, I don't think so. 2 minutes ago, you're telling me you want to go. I'll be more than glad to shoot you. Nobody knows. It's a real quiet spot that I live. Easy. I have no problems doing it. It's just energy. Well, I don't think so. I think, well, it's pretty scary. What am I doing in this room with this guy? Let me see the gun. I don't believe you. Then they change their mind, because what they're really just screaming out is their pain. And what I'm finding that many, this is my favorite way I'm seeing it for people, is you're getting down to your last favorite bites of life. And I think you may have even heard me say this before, some of you. It's like when you have this really full plate of your favorite nibbles, whether it's dessert or food or bean sprouts or whatever. And you can kind of go unconscious and eat the first two-thirds just thinking it's unlimited. And then when you get down to the last third, you set your favorite bean sprout over there because you're going to save it for last. And you start eating these a third at a time. Then of course, then that last bean sprout, you just, or whatever it is, piece of cake, you're going to eat it slowly. You're going to eat it just right. Everybody's getting down to the, we're near the end. We're near the end of a body third-dimensional experience. We're about to embark on a multidimensional experience. This has been one, but we haven't been aware of it. The thing that'll piss most people off is the minute you get to that border where you understand that everything you think, said, and did created this, it's too late. Because then you don't belong here anymore. And you'll be really pissed that you, it's like they say, a childhood's wasted on the young. Unconsciousness is wasted on us. You know, we're sound asleep, and the minute we get awake and realize that everything we think, do, and say creates here, then there's no reason to be here anymore. We go to the next part. And that last little bite's what that's about. Everybody's starting to see that they might have some control here, different than what they thought is control, that they might, by letting go, be ultimately in control. It's very exciting. You know, parameters we've chatted about before. If you want to control something, you set a guards around it. Now, the minute it squishes out of the guard, you go, oh, get back in there, you need to be in control. So in order to control things, you have to limit them. So to be in control, you're in limitation. So whenever somebody tells me they're in control, I go, gee, I'm really sorry to hear that. You're missing on so much. You could really be out of control and just experience so many more things. And they think they're bragging to me, and I just want to put a wreath on them and go, oh, well. Bury them in the box they just made. So when we start thinking we really want to be in control and life's feeling out of control, get over it. You just created perfection. And you'll find that, look, how many times have you felt out of control in your life? You're still alive, you're sitting in this room, you obviously had $15 to give me, right? So you didn't go broke and you survived, and you were totally out of control. Out of control is really cool, it's okay. When you let yourself go into the flow, amazing things happen. Fear is the only thing that stops you, disconnection from your truth, improper energy management, not staying awake, all that stuff, it all is holographic. I'm amazed that I can find ways to put it in words sometimes because it's not linear. It all is happening at once. That's why I jump around and try to give you all the parts and super glue it in, because it's a perception and it's a feeling. It's a state of being. It's not linear. Okay? Like Columbus said, the world is round. I believe reality is round, and we're with a bunch of people saying, no, reality's flat. You're going to fall off the edge. Or they think, I've fallen off the edge, and I don't have any control, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm in a box or out of a box. It doesn't matter. But I believe reality is round. It's not flat. And so my job is to present it holographic today, so you all can play with it in any angle you want. I hope it stimulated some insights. If it brings up questions, you know, there's cards there. You're always welcome to call me. I love discussion. I really want you guys to get this so that you can let go, and so you don't need to be in control. Now, granted, some of you have green parts. And those of you who've heard me, and Laureen hasn't heard me chat about her green parts, so this is for you also. Greens love being in control. But there's ways to be in control that don't limit you. And that, so don't just take, oh, well, I just need to drop everything. For people with green or tan, that's not true. It's understanding control as the mechanism it is and having it work for you instead of limiting you. And so there's a whole different chat. All the other energies understand being out of control. We're ending the mental era. It ended back in 69. And still there's a bunch of people with their mental energy here, and so they're feeling like the world's deserting them. The world's telling me, the way you guys promised me we should do this, now you're saying, no, the rules have changed. It was really fun. I got to do a reading for Don Trump 8, 9 years ago. And he got through me. A lot of my referrals are through the underground, the word of mouth stuff through the system. It's a very small planet, especially for people with money. You know, they're all neighbors. And so that is, as we know, and they always find me. And he was having a real problem because he used to go on the TV shows and say, oh, here's how I made money. And everybody, oh, how'd you wheel and deal that, Don? And he'd talk all about this. And you have this amazingly gorgeous wife, right? Yes, I sure do. And, you know, you could see, if you ever saw any of the shows with him on TV, the whole audience is like this. Frankie! He wasn't crooning, but he was certain. If he just wrote a check with flair, he'd just get everybody dropping and screaming. It'd be just like music. And then he went to do a talk show, and the violets got a hold of him. You guys live in the violet area, you'll recognize this. How many trees did you destroy to get that? Do you have daycare in any of these places? What kind of money are you paying the people who work the hardest for you, those minimum wage people? What kind of benefits do they have? Are you making money off the rich? So you bought and liquidated companies. What did you do with the people you liquidated? Come on, Don, tell us. And we don't love you until you tell us that you did good. And so the shit hit the fan for old Donnie, because that was his issue. So he got to see that dealing in the violet era is a whole different thing. It is a time about consciousness. It is a time about expansion. Yet, that's one of the tricks right now, is that the next level of expansion, we're still attributing the third dimension. We need to rescue the planet, rescue ourselves. The only way you rescue yourself is stay in the moment and watch all the other fools run around like chickens with their heads cut off. And it's really funny. Why do you think we're having this resurgence of comedy? And most comedy is really outrageous because it takes twists on what always was true. It gets you to look at it differently. My favorite comedian, Stephen Wright. I'm not afraid of heights, I'm afraid of widths. I went, yeah, that's really true. Back when I was a therapist working on people with acrophobia, what they really had was wideophobia. The people in Denver aren't panicking, even though they're a mile high, because Denver's like really wide. They don't know they're a mile high. Now, if Denver was only an inch wide, you'd have a million scared people on their toes. It's perception. That's it. Did you get it? Yeah, that's it. Half full, half empty. Nope, the glass is twice as large as it needs to be. Yeah. We're so content-oriented that we forget there's a container. Cut the container in half. Sand it off, new glass. So when we play in this violet era, right now what we're playing with is new awareness, but we still limit it third-dimensionally. And as we play with it more and more, and as you stay conscious of your energy management, it won't mess with you. Yeah. And that's the name of the game. So it's dark. It's time for hibernation. Go get your picnic baskets. And thank you all for coming very much. Yay!